Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show.
It is the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios. If you're a licensed plumber looking to make a change, Gene Wagner Plumbing wants to talk to you. Go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Got some news to pass along to you. Not great news, but Craig Counsell has had something come up. The Brewers manager, he was supposed to join us to lead off the next hour. He's had to postpone and reschedule. We have not rescheduled yet as far as day and time goes, so we will let you know. But again, unfortunately, Craig Counsell not able to join us coming up about 1 hour from right now. Have no fear, because it's all about getting special guests on the Wendy's Big Show. Got another one in John Heyman from MLB Network on hold on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Make sure you go check out John's podcast, Big Time Baseball. The best baseball guests and insights around. John, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Oh, glad to be here. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Doing good, buddy.
Might actually touch 70 this weekend for Easter, and you, having been a guy that used to live here, know how special that truly is. Yeah.
I won't tell you what the weather is in Miami right now.
I didn't even ask where you were.
Yeah, please don't.
I didn't even ask where you were, John. I just assumed that maybe you were in New York, but no, Miami. It's nice.
I'm good.
No, it's fine.
It's all good.
All right, John, let's talk a little bit about this Brewers baseball team. I'll be honest, in the offseason, really wasn't there on the Brewers. Really wasn't sold that they were going to be a playoff-type team. And then you get Bradley Jr., you get Colton Wong, and you start kind of looking around the rest of the division that also didn't exactly go out and do much outside of Arenado to the Cardinals, which is a huge get. And now maybe I've convinced myself into thinking that this team can actually win this division before this whole thing is said and done. Now, again, you have to be healthy, but with Burns and Woodruff at the front and Hader and Williams at the back and thinking that Christian Yelich will not do what Christian Yelich did last year, I think this team is in a position to do some things this year now.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You know, I wasn't thinking they were doing much this winter. They come up with Wong and Bradley. Really helps the defense. And, you know, compared to the other teams in that division, they look really good right now. You're right. Obviously, the Cardinals made that one big move. I saw the Cardinals from spring. I didn't get out to Arizona this year. It was still in a pandemic. But did see St. Louis in spring, and they've had some injury questions with Bayer and a couple of their pitchers, Michaelos and Kim. So I think they got a couple questions right now. Whereas I'm with you on the Brewers, they've got a good top two, they got a good great back end with Williams and Hader. In fact, in the Big Time Baseball podcast, which we just recorded yesterday, Tony Gwynn Jr. and I agreed that the Brewers are going to win that division. We'll see. I hope he didn't jinx them.
Uh oh. Well, he does that a lot, John. So
I know.
I want to look at. I want to look at it a little bit different because I think a lot of Brewer fans, they get frustrated by the platoon situation because it's going to be Urias is going to be there with Arcia, and Arcia may have to play third with Travis Shaw. It's just a lot of movement there instead of just saying guys playing a particular position. Keston Hira may play with Vogelbach and come off the bench at first base. Is that the way baseball is going, John? Instead of defined positions, you got guys playing all over the place?
Yeah, I mean, certain teams prefer that. They'd like to have the matchups. They have to have the righty-lefty. The Indians really kind of perfected that. I think Council does a good job with that and gives the team some advantages. I mean, obviously, they're not the Yankees. They don't have a superstar at every position, not the Dodgers. But, you know, they obviously have Yelich, huge star there. And, you know, the other guys are good players, complimentary players. But, you know, I think they have enough to get by. And, you know, it's the way it's done with a lot of teams. You know, they aren't the big market teams. They don't have a $20 million player at five positions, but they obviously have one superstar, and they have very good role complementary players all over the diamond. So that's why I kind of like them. But it's going to be a competitive division. You know, I think Cincinnati obviously lost Bauer, so they took a little bit of a step back. The Cubs lost Darvish. They took a bit of a step back. You know, I think St. Louis and Milwaukee are really at the top of that division. Obviously, Pittsburgh is rebuilding as usual, so they're the fifth place team. But you know, any of the other four can win. But looking at it on paper, with the top two that Milwaukee's got, the back end that they've got, and good complementary players, I'm kind of favoring them right now to beat out St. Louis for that division.
Yeah, me and Steve been talking all week. We've been talking about starting a front end pitcher, getting 30 starts, something you probably won't see. We have some sound of David Stearns. We had him on this week, and Steve asked him about it, and he seemed to be kind of open-ended either way, but to say, you know, Woodruff may not get 30 starts. Should we be surprised by that?
Well, you'd like to see certainly Burns and Woodruff get 30 starts and pitch as many games as they possibly can. Obviously, last year was a tough year with only 60 games played in baseball, now 162. And with pitchers not getting those innings in there, you know, and certainly the Brewers have young pitchers at the top of that rotation, you're not going to see 200 innings thrown by probably them or very many others. I mean, basically, Gerrit Cole, DeGrom, you know, there's a few guys around the league who've, you know, been around the block and have built up their arm to where they can throw 200 innings. But there aren't many, and this year, coming off that 60-game season, the pitching depth is going to really be instrumental in who's going to win. Obviously, the Brewers are great at the top there, great at the back end, and the depth is going to tell the tale ultimately, though, and we'll see if they have enough depth to get it done.
Yep.
Talking with John Heyman, Odyssey Sports MLB Insider, of course, MLB Network as well. Follow him on Twitter at John Heyman as he joins us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, and Leroy Butler. Gary Ellerson with the day off today. John, when we talk about the designated hitter, we had Bobby Nightingale Jr. on earlier from the Cincinnati Inquirer talking about the Reds. And I had talked to him at the end of the interview about, I really thought one way or the other, this DH was getting done and this expanded playoffs was getting done. And I believe the last time we talked about it, I told you the same thing. And then it didn't get done. But now the fact that it's not done, do you think in some weird way, shape, or form, this kind of actually benefits the Brewers because of how good Craig Council is in game situations in the NL, something that kind of was taken away from him a little bit last season with the designated hitter?
Yeah, I mean, I like the NL style. I enjoy that. I thought, like you, that there was a chance they'd get it done, and it made sense to get it done because, you know, look. Let's face it, the pitchers did not hit last year. So since 2019, they were pretty bad to begin with. And, you know, I think just for health reasons, it's probably better to just go to the DH. DH is used everywhere else around the world. So made sense. Certainly the union wanted to get it done, but it became a bargaining chip and just did not get done. I'm a little disappointed that didn't get done. I'm disappointed they don't have the expanded playoffs this year as well. But, you know, I do think that the council is a good manager, a very good manager. And, you know, having more things to do now with the pitchers hitting probably does benefit the teams with the better managers. And certainly Milwaukee is one of those.
Yeah, John, I want to talk about MVP predictions, because that's when people do all these predictions, how many games. In the AL, who would be your top two or three guys to win the MVP? Now, I'm a big Mike Trout guy because my nephew loves Mike Trout, but sometimes he gets a little banged up. But his teammate's pretty good, too. But who do you think, you know, I like Tatis on the other side, but who do you think is the MVP? Of course, Yelich in our side, too. But AL, NL, who is your prediction for MVP?
Well, we did on the Big Time Show. We gave our predictions, and I went with the chalk because I don't like to be wrong. So I wanted to try to get as many right as possible.
Oh, don't be scared. Don't you be scared, John Heyman.
I am. I, you know, look, on Twitter, I get attacked, and I just don't enjoy it. So, you know, I'm trying to be right here. So, yeah, I went with Trout in the American League, and in the National League, I went with Juan Soto. I think, you know, I think those are the two best hitters. I'm not sure that either of those teams are playoff teams, and I'm not sure that matters that much anymore. But, you know, The other candidates, I mean, obviously Yelich is a good candidate, bouncing back. I do think he's going to have a big year. I like Arenado moving to St. Louis as a possibility over there as well.
Mookie.
You know, Lindor. I like Lindor with the Mets now. We'll see if he gets that contract negotiation done. And maybe if he doesn't, there'll be more pressure on him, and maybe he'll handle it well. And, you know, and of course, Mookie Betts and Bellinger, the Dodgers are a fantastic team. So, you know, a lot of good candidates in the National League. But I went with Soto. Obviously, Acuna is a good candidate as well. In the American League, I mean, obviously, Trout's the big favorite. I do think Chapman from Oakland now coming back healthy off the hip. Is a good candidate. And I think Giancarlo Stanton, off of a big spring, looked great, is a potential candidate with the Yankees. Now he's got to stay healthy. He's not stayed healthy the last couple of years, much to the Yankees' dismay. Of course, they can afford it, but, you know, when you're paying a guy $25 million plus, you like him to be on the field.
So, again, in the state of Wisconsin, rooting for a small market team like the Milwaukee Brewers, and you see the salary disparity between, you know, the top of Major League Baseball and team salary versus the bottom of baseball. The Brewers kind of right there in the middle towards the upper half. But for Major League Baseball, is it good stuff if it's the Yankees and Dodgers in the World Series like so many people think it's going to be, where it's East Coast versus West Coast? Or do you think it's better for Major League Baseball that a smaller mid-level market ends up there somehow, someway?
Yeah, you've obviously been listening to the Big Time Show.
I listen to everything you do, John Heyman, and I don't yell at you on Twitter either.
So. Yeah, forget about Twitter.
You figure I don't like to be wrong. So I thought about the White Sox. I thought about the Braves. And, yeah, ultimately I went with the Yankees and Dodgers. It's been a World Series matchup many, many times in the 50s and the 70s. We saw it in the early 80s. You know, I don't think that's necessarily bad for baseball. You know, people are interested in those teams. That World Series would get a huge rating, but I do love it when a small market team gets in there. Obviously the Royals won the World Series. The A's have been good, haven't quite made it to the World Series. The Rays in the World Series last year for the second time. I'm admiring of those teams that are able to win. We call it a shoestring, but I mean, obviously, $90 million, $110 million salary is not really a shoestring, but, you know, when you're at a disadvantage and you have a half of the payroll of the Dodgers and the Yankees, actually, in some cases, a third of the payroll of the Dodgers this year, they have by far the biggest payroll, but hey, they got the best team as well. I don't think there's any question about that.
The fact that Dustin May is your fifth starter and David Price is relegated to the bullpen is just...
Oh, my God.
That's all
and
you need to know, right? You don't got to say anything else. That's all you need to know at this point.
I guess so, but, you know, you got Betts, you got Bellinger.
Yep.
You know, there's no perfect team. You know, I guess they have some question in the bullpen. It's still a good-looking bullpen, but nothing definitive at the closing rank. So even for $250 million, you don't get a perfect team. You get a hell of a team, though. You know, I mean, if they don't win 100 games, I'll be surprised. I don't know what the over-under is on that, but I'm advising anyone, if it's under 100, to take the over, because on paper, that's one of the better teams we've seen.
Even if Kenley Jansen doesn't close well and they have to do something else, they've got enough talent in their farm system. And at the big league level, like a Gavin Lux, a Wisconsin native, they can do whatever they want to go get a closer if they really wanted a closer at some point.
Oh, I'm sure they can. I don't think they want to boost the payroll anymore. But, you know, you've got Kelly there. You've got Trinan. They signed Knable. You know, they've got guys who can do it at the closer ranks. I mean, no question about it. They've got some arms back there. I mean, they don't have the situation the Brewers have in the bullpen. We've got two guys who were dominant last year and should be again. But, you know, they've got several guys, and I would say overall it's above average, but if you want to pick out a weakness, that's their weakness.
He is John Heyman, Odyssey Sports MLB Insider, also part of the MLB Network. He's on Twitter at John Heyman. And don't
be
pick
nice
on,
to him.
Don't pick on John Heyman. Don't pick
that's
on
right.
him. Otherwise, I'm going to sick Leroy Butler on you.
That's
John,
right.
Thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks a lot, John.
Take care. There he is, John Heyman. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. And all insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. And make sure you go check out John's podcast, Big Time Baseball. You heard him telling you a lot about what's already in the podcast with him and Tony Gwynn Jr., the best baseball guests and insights around. Check it out. Again, it's Big Time Baseball on your Odyssey app that you have downloaded into your phone already. And if you haven't, you will do so quickly. All right, let's hear all about Leroy's new friends at New Mail.
New Mail Medical Center, guys, it's about Father's Day weekend. That's the big weekend. That's a big reveal for everybody to say, hey, you know, I've made some changes. I mean, one of the things you can also do, I've been talking about this for a minute, Hohen's Huddle. I'll be up in that area, the Schofield area.
Wausau.
And, yeah, I love that area. I really do. Steve, get me on the show up there. I mean, I know you got some pool up there.
Working on it. Show.
Yeah, okay, good. That's my guy. I appreciate that. But I want to make a big deal. No, actually, real quick, I think my guy Dan's going to have personalized bottles for your dad that you can purchase. You get an autograph with your dad's name on the vodka, a picture with me, and
wait,
that'll be the best.
Stop right there. I want to talk about this after the break, so finish your new mail read and then we'll get more into that. Go ahead.
Yep. New Mail Medical Center, guys, the big three. I'm gonna tell you real quick what it's about. ED, 98% success rate. Low T, we'll find out the brain fog and being tired and things of that nature, and you can lose some pounds too with Dr. Tim, but you got to call this phone number, 414-441-1771. That's 414-441-1771. New Mail Medical Center. Tell them your boy Leroy Butler sent you.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.